You most likely will have seen the film Schindler's List. It was based on the true story of the life of Oskar Schindler, a German industrialist and member of the Nazi Party, who ended up personally saving the lives of over 1,100 Jews during the Holocaust. He employed them in his munitions factories in Poland and elsewhere. By any measure, he was an extraordinary person. He was the subject of a novel written in 1982 called Schindler's Ark, and then that was turned into the film Schindler's List, which reflected his life and showed him as an opportunist, initially motivated by profit, but who came to show extraordinary initiative. He changed. He showed courage and tenacity and dedicated his life then to saving the lives of his Jewish employees, most of whom would most certainly have perished in concentration camps. 3 years after the war in 1948, a writer by the name of Herbert Steinhaus interviewed Oskar Schindler and wrote about him that he had operated out of an elementary sense of decency and humanity that our sophisticated age seldom sincerely believes. He was a repentant opportunist who saw the light and rebelled against the sadism and vile criminality all around him. He died in 1974. In a 1983 television documentary made about him, Schindler was quoted as saying, "I felt that the Jews were being destroyed. I had to help them. There was no choice." What strikes me about this man is that despite his obvious flaws, his opportunism, his racketeering, his drinking, his unfaithfulness, he did so much good. We see in his life that the Lord can use broken people to do good things. Biblical history shows that over and over again. No one is perfect. Since mankind first took their step outside of the Garden of Eden, God has been calling the broken, the unfaithful, the poor in spirit, to work with him. Take, for example, the great King David, who committed adultery and then caused the death of the woman's husband, Uriah. Or Peter, the quick-tempered, who denied Christ 3 times and who was rebuked by Christ for thinking as men do and not as God does. Or the great Paul, who approved the stoning of the first martyr, Stephen, who was vigorously persecuting Christians before becoming one himself. He had searched out Christians, men and women, to bind them and bring them to Jerusalem for imprisonment. But despite his shortcomings, God called him a chosen vessel for me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Paul, the greatest evangelizer who blazed a trail across much of the known world to spread the gospel. We, you and I, must not underestimate God's plans for us despite our shortcomings. We do not rely on our strength, but on God's. As Jesus says in John's Gospel, "You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you anything you ask me in my name." Oskar Schindler was born in 1908, 113 years ago on this day.